Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, I've got a text here about Kelly from the last break. It says, Kelly gave tech info. Did anyone else feel the earth shake? I was shocked. I actually stopped what I was doing. I could just stand there and wonder if I was hearing it for real or just dreaming. Go, Kelly.
I have an app.
Yeah, Kelly sometimes will get a little tech savvy for us.
Hey, it's just I got tired of pointing that laser beam thing.
Laser beam thing.
Well, whatever. The
Apple TV controller. Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Somebody gave me Apple TV for Christmas one year, and I never, ever used it.
Yeah. What?
I love it.
Hope he's not listening.
I would have taken it.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand what it was for the longest time, but that's how I get Netflix through my TV.
Actually,
that's the only thing I know how to do on it.
Yeah, actually, I think my girlfriend may have hooked it up, and it was just sitting there on top of my little console with all the stuff.
Dude, you can do so much with the Apple TV.
Like, what else can I do?
Just watch the TV shows, watch YouTube
on it.
Music. Yeah. I play my phone in my house.
Buy movies.
You know, when I want to listen to music or have friends over.
Yeah. There's a lot you could do.
I have to maybe research that.
Music.
And every other app. I mean, Amazon show, you know, everything's on there.
Right.
Every other app that you would like to use.
Can you play games on it?
Like I'm not a gamer. Your wife sent me an interesting photo of you last night, by the way, speaking of.
Of me?
Yes. You did not know she took it.
I don't like pictures that I don't know about.
Exactly. Yeah.
What was I doing?
She was just reaching out, I think, because, you know, wasn't getting much attention at home.
Oh, JC.
I don't know where you're going.
Shirtless. In the living room.
Yep.
In a chair with a headset on.
Playing Fortnite.
Hunched over playing Fortnite. And she's behind him. She goes, I'm just watching him with his headset on playing video games.
Well, here's the thing. I only had 2 days left before season four ends, and I need to get to 100.
I wish
you
still lived closer. I wish you didn't move so far away, because then I could hang out with her.
And she was on her phone with her friends. So while she was on the phone, I said, hey, why don't I play a little Fortnite, and then we'll watch a TV show when you're done on the internet and on the phone with your friends.
It's almost like y'all are living two separate lives.
Yep. No, it's not. I need to get to 100. For my season pass, so I could get the Omega skin, because I had to take 2 weeks off because we went on the family vacation, and then we went on the Mexico vacation.
The Omega skin.
Poor Kenzie.
You got to get the Omega skin, Kelly.
She has to understand.
Poor Kenzie. It is National Chip the Lonely Day. Maybe I'll give her a call.
Oh, really? I took her to Mexico. Go ahead. Call my girl.
See what happens. What you going to do?
I'll call his girl.
Alan, have a girl.
I'll have a girl.
Well, when he gets one, I'll call him.
Yeah. He's going to block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll block so hard. Call my girl. All right.
I think Al's been self-blocking.
Nothing to block over here. No swipes, no nothing.
Wide open field
no
right
matches,
there.
No matches, no nothing.
All right. Let's get to it. Our love experts in the building. It's time for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This summer, I decided to give Bumble a try again, since I'm on a break from college. After a few unimpressive dates, I finally had one that blew me away. Besides the fact that he's super attractive, like the hottest guy I've ever dated, he's smart, funny, and goal-oriented. The greatest part is he is equally, if not more, attracted to me. For almost a month now, we have had what we describe as a honeymoon romance. More dates than we can count, lots of laundry, the greatest conversations. However, we're both logical and somewhat pessimistic people, and we've expressed that we know this honeymoon romance is not realistic. So we've started to talk about deeper things in an effort to slow things down a bit and not get carried away. And then he recently started giving me details of his past relationships.
Uh-oh.
And he stated that he's been the problem which led to their end.
Oh, boy.
The problems were primarily becoming disengaged without realizing it and then being defensive when his exes brought it up. Through our talks, I can tell he's very concerned that he's going to do the same thing to me. And he has said over and over again that he wants me to be cautious so that he does not hurt me.
Oh,
I'm not sure how to take these warnings.
The drama.
His actions demonstrate the opposite. He treats me amazing, but these warnings make me wonder if I should be concerned. I hate to mess up a good thing, but I don't want to be naive. What do I do with this information?
Y'all just need to stop talking.
Right?
Y'all are way too deep.
It is so scary that
you're creating problems.
Disappear.
What, do you make a problem when there is no problem?
Yeah, he's warning you. Watch out.
You're having a great time.
Watch out. Why are you talking?
I saw the best meme last night that's so applicable to most of our lives when it comes to dating like this. And it said, when he ghosts you after 15 great days of dating. And it's like, thanks for the free trial.
Right?
Thanks for the 15-day free trial.
chill. People just need to enjoy stuff and let things evolve naturally. You've got to talk about what you want out of life and, you know, your beliefs and things like that before you take your relationship to the next level. But y'all are going, like, deep. This pessimism thing is... Y'all are killing the vibe,
man. You're having a great relationship, and you just want to...
Y'all going to sit there, and you better watch out for me, baby.
Yeah.
I'm a heartbreaker. What is that?
My guys are like, sometimes I just wake up and don't feel the same. What?
That happens to me.
It does happen, but that's so scary.
It sucks, but you think about all those times. It's like, well, you survived it, and you moved on, and you ultimately find... The one. I met somebody last night. She made my night.
Why?
She said she was listening to me on another Love Letters to Kelly, and she took my advice, and she dumped the guy she was with.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, please tell me. Please tell me how it worked out. She goes, I am married to the most wonderful man now, and I just had a baby. And I'm like, thank the Lord, because, you know, sometimes it's hard when you're stuck in a relationship that it's not working. But
yeah, don't settle.
But, you know, when sometimes people take my advice, I'm like, did it work out? Yeah. Did it work out? Are you mad at me? She was so happy. So, anyway... I'm just telling this couple in particular now, I digress. Just stop talking about that kind of stuff. That's ridiculous. Y'all are feeding into the emo stuff.
Yeah, don't be negative when it comes to the...
Ridiculous. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got for that one, Kelly?
Stop talking about it.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married for many years. A few years ago, a friend who's also married started flirting via text messages with me. One thing led to another. It went from flirting to an emotional affair to a physical affair.
Yeah, see? You can't play with this stuff.
This lasted about 5 years off and on.
Ooh. 5 years?
Ooh. The horrible part is that...
What's the horrible part?
He is one of my husband's best friends.
Oh.
And I'm really good friends with his wife.
Oh, my God.
It ended when he left his wife. I think we both just enjoyed the fun of sneaking around, but we did not want to be together. My problem is now the guilt is eating me alive. I can't handle it. I'm depressed. How do I deal with it? I know I'm a horrible person, but I need to get this off my chest.
No, you do not.
Oh, God, no.
You want to be divorced?
And cause a man fight?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a fist fight.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. If it's over,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think you're sorry for the wrong word. I don't know. It doesn't sound like you're truly remorseful and so in love with your husband. And you're not showing me that kind of guilt. Like, I screwed up. My husband is the best thing that ever happened for me. You're not showing me that kind of emotion. But you got to decide, is it better to just eat this guilt, let it eat me alive, or be divorced?
Yeah. Right. And let me ask you this.
I'm going to tell you right now. Mm-mm. You tell that.
It's over.
Oh, 100%. Especially because it was his best friend. Now, let me ask you this. The guy left his wife. Now she's sitting there with her husband. Do you think she wants to sabotage herself so that, even though she said they don't want to be together.
They're self-sabotaging.
Do you think they want to sabotage so that she could go back to this dude maybe?
No, because no.
You don't think that?
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, I could read between the lines, but it doesn't sound like it.
From that, it doesn't sound like it, but...
I just don't always... I mean...
You gotta take that one to the grave.
Shouldn't have done it, but I do not believe that honesty is always the best policy. I just don't, and I'm sorry, and I know there's so many people that disagree with me on that, and you gotta pay the price and everything, but if you're willing to, you know, just suck it up, never cheat on your husband, treat him like a king, and show him how much you love him for the rest of your days on this earth, keep your mouth shut.
I always used to think in my younger years I would want to know. I need to know. No, as I get older, I'm like, mm-mm.
Not that one.
It's so selfish.
I can't believe you got away with it.
Five years.
See, that's why if it was one thing, one time, I probably wouldn't want to know, but it's... If it went on that long, I'd want to just... I think I'd want to be out.
You can't... These, like, couple French, you see stuff, and the people that aren't married, like the man and woman, start innocently flirting. See how it can blow up?
Yeah.
You can't even toy with that stuff. You can't.
That's why I always make sure if I text a friend's wife or anything, it's always her and him. You always got to group it up.
Yeah.
You want to stay?
Yeah, we do
stay
group
my lane.
Texting. Yeah. It's like three couples, and we do all group texting.
Right.
You know, unless I'm planning a surprise for her birthday or something like that. That's different.
That's quick, yeah.
That's not like, hey, sexy, what's your wife want for her birthday?
I feel bad for the dude.
I don't know what she wants, but I want you.
Right? What are you wearing?
She's so lucky to have you. You're the present.
I feel bad for the dude, but do not tell him. You're right, Kelly.
I know so many people are disagreeing with me, and that's fine, too.
I just want to know.
They ask me.
No, I know.
No, Jesse, you don't want to know. You wouldn't want to know.
I know I don't want to know, but I... You know what I mean? I don't want to know, but I do want to know.
It would kill your marriage.
Would be over.
I know.
And that's what you got to pay your penance by being the best wife, or if you're the husband that cheated, be the best husband in the world and make them wonder, oh, what did I do to deserve this? Well, I don't have to know what they did. You know?
Yeah. Oof. So hold on to it. There you go. All right. Let's move it on.
Here we go.
Let me turn it up.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've recently gotten over a 4-month separation. And I am currently going through a divorce with my wife of almost 4 years. She ended things with me out of the blue with the excuse that she just isn't happy and doesn't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I went through some real hard days with trying to get over her, and I feel like I'm at a place where I can actually start trying again. I recently met a woman just by chance without even looking. We've been texting a bit and met up a couple of times for coffee. I enjoy the company and also feels good to have somebody that is interested in me again.
Good.
We have a lot in common and have a lot of the same interests. My question is, do you think it is too soon to even be talking to someone? And also, how do I go into this without going too fast? Uh-huh. How do I try to enjoy this new sense of freedom without coming across as a jerk? That's from Sean.
Why would you be a jerk? I understand. There's not a set timetable for anything. In my opinion, I mean, some of it looks tacky, but it sounds like...
He's over it.
It sounds like, you know, it's not... Your wife left you. It's been the 4 or 5 months. You're meeting somebody for coffee. Don't go so deep so quick. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the moment for what it is. And go back to letter number one. Don't be talking about feelings.
Yeah. Live in the now.
Live in the now right now. When it gets to the point when you need to start talking about your morals and things like that about, you know, being... But this is too soon. Just enjoy your coffee with the woman.
Yeah.
And chill out and give yourself a break and just enjoy the moment for what it is.
There you go.
You're not committed to anybody right now.
Enjoy it, Sean. Yeah. You met a good girl.
Really rush everything.
And it's okay to go meet people. Don't feel guilty. You're single now.
And you're going to have a rebound relationship. Maybe she's your rebound. But what if your rebound is the one? The one. But you don't know. Just quit forcing stuff and let things unfold naturally.
There you go.
That's my advice.
Thank you, Kelly.
Good advice, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Let's simplify things.
Okay.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Damn.
My ex and I broke up 1 month ago. We were dating since high school for 4 years. He still wants to keep in contact with me, though, and he always asks what I'm doing or who I'm with. I'm trying to be kind so I can answer nicely, but it's annoying. But I miss him, too, so it's hard. I don't want to be rude and tell him to stop being nosy since we're not dating. I tried going on dates, but all I do is think of him. What can I do? He wants an open relationship. And, of course, I'll be up for anything to spend time with him. Help, Kelly, Diana.
All right, you're young.
This guy.
All right, this is what you do. If you really want to get over it, which I don't think you do, because you want to... You're open for anything. What did she say? To be with him?
Yeah. To be with him. So open a relationship.
All right. Then go be with him. That'll be drama free. I promise. No, what you do when you don't want to be rude to someone who is texting you, you just stop texting them back immediately. Like this is, I'm just telling you the nice way to ease out if you truly want advice. If he texts you back, you don't have to, just because you see it doesn't mean you have to text it. It's just sit on your hands for a while, wait an hour or two, text him back. Next time, wait a little bit longer. And eventually, just stop texting him back.
Yeah.
He'll find somebody else. And
there you go.
You know, y'all have a long connection. You just broke up. You're going to get back together, honey. This is just,
he wants an
y'all
open
are still
relationship.
Messing with each other. You're going to get back together.
Keep the toe in the door.
And you're going to tolerate him seeing other people because you haven't developed your own sense of worth yet. And once you get that, you won't tolerate it.
He's trying to keep you around for when he has a slow weekend.
He's been with the same girl for high school. He wants to taste the fruit from other, you know, trees.
Yeah.
I think you've had a spot on day of advice today,
right?
Kelly.
Oh, well, we got one more big
episode.
We're going to simplify things a little bit more.
Love letters to Kelly.
Because the children need help, too.
Oh, wow.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. Summer love.
I've been with my boyfriend since 6th grade, and I'm going into 7th grade.
Aw.
I like music, but he does not.
Uh-huh.
He keeps telling me to turn it off when I'm wearing my headphones. But I only, like, wear them when he's, like, not talking to me. What should I, like, do?
He's telling you, it's not necessarily he doesn't like the music, but he doesn't like that it distracts you from him. He wants your attention.
Maybe he does like
music.
It's
funny, men like attention. And you'll find this out as you get older.
Even in seventh grade, we want attention.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And then eventually he's going to put on his headphones and be playing war games while you're minding the kids and getting them fed and dressed and ready for bed.
Fortnite is not a war game. It's a survival game.
Whatever.
It's a teamwork.
The tables will turn. He's just saying, show me some attention. It's not turn off your music. It's take your headphones off and look at me. That's what he's telling you.
Do the, if you have the earbuds, do the sharing thing. You know, where he's wearing one and you're wearing one.
That's earwax. I don't like that.
But you're in a relationship.
I don't want to share earwax.
You share earwax.
I don't want to share earwax with Alan.
You wouldn't stick your ear thing in his ear thing?
I don't want to. I mean, that's earwax. That's different than...
I bet Alan would share your earwax. Yeah.
Clean them off with an alcohol wipe first, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you share it.
I sterilize it first.
There you go. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And speaking of going to KidNation.com, we've been asking you to go to KidNation.com to nominate a hero you know and share how they're making the community a better place.
Uh-huh.
And then we want to hook them up with some great prizes thanks to Wonder Bread. We'll meet today's hero next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Whatever Wednesday's coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. So if you have any questions or you want to get any stories we didn't talk about in or anything, it's whatever you want. Mm-hmm. That'll be your time right there. We do have a couple text messages from last break because Jenna, apparently my wife took a picture of me trying to finish season 4 of Fortnite. I only played for now.
I love that you act like it's a show. Look at you're shirtless in a dark room.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to keep
with a headset on with your back to her.
That's how I communicate with my teammates. But, JC, I feel you on your Fortnite struggle. I stayed on for 6 hours yesterday trying to complete season 4 in time. My husband may hate me, but I am now the proud owner of the Omega skin with the super fancy lights. Best of luck. That's from Haley in Hattiesburg.
All right.
Look at that cool wife right there.
Yeah.
Shout out Hattiesburg.
Yeah. Speaking of cool wives or fiancés, this is stemming from Love Letters to Kelly. Are open relationships really bad? I would like to know Kelly's opinion. My fiance and I are actually considering this.
I don't agree with them.
Different strokes for different folks, I guess, if it works for you guys.
I would like to talk to someone who's been in an open relationship long term and it works. Long term.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Allegedly.
That's rumor.
They say that's not true.
Right.
But it might be.
Right.
You know? How does that work for you? I'd like to know.
I'm sure there's people out there that...
And I wonder if both partners are equally on board with that open relationship thing, or is one just putting up with it because if I don't, they're going to leave me.
Maybe we could put it out there on social media. We got Nick in here who's going to talk to us in a second. And then tomorrow we could touch on this and see if there are some successful open relationships. It's interesting.
It would work well long term.
I would be way too jealous.
Right.
Of another dude kissing my lady.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But moving on.
Yes.
So every day in July, we want to show our appreciation for the men and women serving in the military. So we want you to go to KidNation.com and tell us about their stories of service. Nominate a hero you know and share how they're making our community a better place. And those heroes are going to be honored daily and enjoy great prizes. Brought to you by Wonder Bread, a proud supporter of the USO. Kelly Raspberry, who is today's hero?
Scott Palomino.
Yay, Scott.
Submitted by his wife, Amanda, who writes, Scott is an amazing husband and father. After he lost his leg in Iraq in 2004, he decided to pursue his degree in social work. He now has his master's and works to help other airmen on the joint military base. He organizes many charity events within the community and is loved by so many. On top of all that, he spends quality time with his two daughters and coaches his four-year-old soccer team.
Wow.
He may have lost his leg, but you would not know it by talking to him. He's such a sunny, positive person who does everything he can to help others. And Scott Palomino, you are our Stories of Service selection for today.
Bravo, sir!
Scott!
What a cool guy.
Way to go,
handsome,
Scott.
Handsome, too.
Hey, good-looking dude. Beautiful children.
Again, go, Scott.
Go to KidNation.com and nominate your hero today. We're doing it every day this month.
And thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you for your service, definitely. Nick Adams, how are you doing, sir?
Good. How's it going?
Doing awesome. I believe you wanted to come in here and share something with us.
I do. I found a new study I wanted to present to you guys.
I love studies.
And we just did Love Letters to Kelly.
Yeah.
And it's all about, obviously, love and finding that right person. So before I get to the study, what are some traits that you're looking for in a partner?
Empathy?
Yes. Funny.
Support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest ones.
Right? Yeah, money, yeah. On your side.
A little bit of looks is cool, you know what I'm saying?
What about intelligence?
Yes,
sure. I would like some intelligence. Yeah.
Well, this new study, it comes from an anthropology professor from Yale, so you know it. She knows what she's talking about. The study points out two things are happening.
Okay.
One is professional women in the workplace are freezing their eggs at rapid numbers. It's growing and growing more and more because they say they can't find Mr. Right.
Yeah.
Because one of the things they're looking for is they can't find an intelligent guy.
Oh, dang.
At the same time, more and more women every year are graduating with college degrees than men. And that number is projected to continue to grow more and more every year. So get this. I looked this up. In 2017, in the U.S., it was the 11th straight year where women earned more college degrees at all levels than men. So bachelor degree, master's, doctorate. Yeah. And then last year alone, there were 660,000 more women to earn degrees than men.
600,000?
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
And so the study's basically saying, like, hey, if you do want to settle down and find a family, you may have to take intelligence off the table a little bit. Because it's just going to get harder and harder.
Having a degree doesn't necessarily make you intelligent. But it's somebody that can carry on a conversation about stuff that's going on in the world. Yeah. And you don't have to have a college degree to watch the news and to read books.
Because there's something to be said for common sense.
Sure,
totally. A lot of street smarts.
Yeah.
I'm more of a fan of street smarts is something that I think helps a lot.
You know, this term is sapiosexual.
I've seen that on dating
apps a lot.
Right.
Yes. So, and I realized that I'm actually very much that.
What
which
is
I
it?
Thought it sounded weird, like are you into animals or something? No, it's turned on by intelligence.
Uh-huh.
So it's you're attracted to intelligence.
A big brain.
Wonder I'm not getting any swipes.
Well, and you know, like common sense and everything is important, but especially if it's on a dating app or something or online, if you don't list your college education, you may not even give that person as much consideration. Even though they can hold a conversation, but you might not give them as much credit as they deserve.
Would you trust someone that just puts "I'm smart" on their profile?
I'd be smart.
I definitely married someone who's way smarter than me, like big time smarter.
Yeah,
she's super smart.
She
settled for sure.
In the smart department?
Yeah.
Nick's pretty smart, though. Yeah, you're a smart dude.
I mean, I have a college degree, but my wife has a master's degree, and she's super smart and great at her job.
I want to be with someone way smarter than me.
Way smarter?
I mean, what are y'all sitting around talking about smart stuff?
No, I just like being challenged all the time.
Challenged by, like, what?
Challenged. I just like to have a conversation.
Like, that teaches me things, maybe. I like learning.
Watch Jeopardy.
I'm just telling you what I like, what I want. I want smart.
And DeJuan's pretty smart, right? The guy you're talking to?
Super smart.
Who's smarter in your relationship, you think? You or Kenzie?
She would probably... I don't know. See, it depends. Grade-wise...
Putting him on the spot like that.
How
did he win?
I'm just asking.
My wife would probably tell you it's probably me, but based on grades, she wasn't as strong in the department.
SAT score.
Well, she didn't even take the SAT, so we can't even do that. But, yeah, I mean, I would say maybe me.
Yeah.
And she would tell you that. She's told me that before.
Kelly, who do you think's smarter, you?
My husband.
Yeah? That's the first time I ever heard Kelly say that.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah?
Yes.
Jenna, you or Dwan?
Him.
He is. Alan, you or Curtis?
Yeah. But when I ever find a girl, I hope she is smarter than me.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. I hope she is.
Yeah, your last one was.
Yeah, she's a doctor, surgeon. I mean, yeah. I hope she's smarter than me.
I don't know.
You hope?
I just don't think it has to be book smarts as much as somebody you can have a conversation with.
She does not have to be book smart. I'm not saying she has to be book smarter than me.
I think I also mean quick. Mm-hmm. Quick. I don't like
wit is a little bit cooler.
I like wit.
Yeah.
But we always ask, no. Our wives always tell us directions to get somewhere, but we never listen. So that makes them, if not smarter, more analytical, because they can figure it out.
Well, we can figure it out. We just choose not to, because we think we can figure it out without a map.
We got it.
Yeah, we think we got it. That's just a guy. So we're just stubborn.
You don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah, we're just stubborn people.
But like Alan gets lost going around the block. I've never seen somebody with a poor
directionally challenged.
Yeah.
No, it's poor Alan.
Yeah.
But he knows magic.
Oh, yeah,
so there's
he's
that.
Good at that.
So smart women, I'm here for you if you want.
Yeah. Well, you don't want somebody that's not smarter than you because then you'd have to find someone who failed fourth three times.
That's right. Oh. That would not be that. Good.
He said he was going to call my woman earlier.
but he's not. He was below the bell.
No. We're just playing around.
This was kind of mean. When it
came, oh, really?
It was kind of mean. Thank you, Kelly, for having my back right there.
That's what a good partner does.
There you go.
Got your back.
There you go, girl.
Yeah, good partners.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Yep.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for that, Nick.
So,
thanks,
so,
you.
So, ladies, here you go. Well, someone that's not quiet as someone as you. Here I am. I'm available. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. Oh, man. Thanks, Nick.
I'm here. Thanks. Swipe
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, you.
You still been swiping out.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah, dude. I'm about to delete my.
No, you're not, man. You'll be fine.
Right?
Hey, it's time for Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5 Geek.
And talk about whatever you like. If you have any questions for Big Al or Kelly Raspberry or Jenna Owens or for me, JC, you can ask us a question. Any news story you want to touch on?
Yeah.
Any cool TV shows you're into? Whatever.
Anything
you want to talk about is open right now. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You get whatever you like. I said you get whatever you like.
And this segment's called Whatever You Like, Kid Nation. It's Whatever Wednesday, which means we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, any questions you have for the show, any stories you've seen out there that we haven't touched on. We can do that right now. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, Nessa wrote us on the text, and this is something we might touch on tomorrow. Okay. We're going to throw it out there on social media, but about open relationships. And she says, morning, I want to talk about this during Whatever Wednesday and have an input in open relationship talk. My husband and I have been together for 13 years. We had an open relationship most of that time. It's been some of the best years we've had. I will say it's not for everyone, but it works for us. So that's a success story right there with open relationships.
But they don't do it anymore?
I think they still do it.
Oh, I misunderstood it.
A question we get all the time. Do you guys get slapped on the wrist anytime you say like or on the radio? I started paying attention to that.
Yeah.
And you never say those words, or at least not very often.
I say like so much.
You notice that?
I do it, and it's a horrible habit.
Yeah.
I don't think you do it as much as you think you do, because that's one of those words that I would pay attention to. Because you know when people, when you're listening to someone speak and give a presentation and you notice they say like a lot, it's all you can think about.
It's all you can focus on, yeah.
When I'm telling a story, like a real, like I've got a lot of meat.
You just said like,
twice. I've got a lot to tell and I'm trying to, you know, go
should
on
I go with
and
this
on.
Or that?
I do, and I listen back to it later. I just stopped myself from saying it.
I know. You're
I think we all
now.
Do have our crutches.
I'm sure.
And maybe we don't notice it as much because we're together so often, but we all have crutches. I don't think like or is one of those.
Like is mine. I will confess and admit.
I do. I go through phases with crutch words and then I have to knowingly stop myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when kid had that crutch of saying amazing. Everything was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I started noticing that so much that I stopped using amazing.
Well, because everybody is using it.
Everybody's using it.
Yeah. But sometimes it's the only word that fits.
Yeah, it's just sometimes things are amazing.
Truly.
On The Bachelor, everything's amazing, though. That bugs me. This is amazing. Becca's amazing.
And I just can't get amazing. On board with this season. I can't.
It's down to the final four.
Yeah, I don't care. Know what it's down to. I just feel it.
I just could not get on board with this one. What is wrong with me?
I think Becca's just too
necessarily
she's
you.
Too
bland.
She's too good of a person.
Good people deserve love, but I just don't want to watch them find it on TV.
She's too good of a person to be the Bachelorette. Everybody's too like even what's your friend's name that was the Bachelorette?
JoJo,
but she was quirky and funny, so I think that hooked me. Even though I thought she was too good to be a Bachelorette.
I hate to say it because I don't mean it to be sexist or anything.
She's still with Jordan, right?
Yeah.
We never.
I like it better when it's a Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because women together are crazier than men together.
It's at least more
interesting to watch.
There's some crazies with the guys too. Sometimes
not as much as a bunch of women.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. You have a really interesting question. What is your question for Whatever Wednesday?
So, obviously, we all miss Kid, and you so more than others, I'm sure. But I wanted to know, if you could talk to him today, what would be something you would ask him, or what would be something you would talk to him about your life now?
Oh, man.
Everybody always writes me and tells me, and I'm that they just know Kid would be so happy for me right now because you know, finding Alan. So I think I'd like to get his take on Alan and see if they would be really good friends or if he would drive Alan away like he did so many other people.
What do you think it would have been though? Not being able to talk to Kid, but what do you think it would have been
like? Alan.
You think so?
Who doesn't like Alan?
Everybody likes Alan. Yeah,
but I mean that would be fun to see how that would have. That relationship would have played out. The two most important men in my life. Because as a kid, I would see more than any other man.
Yeah,
true.
You know,
the question is, would Kid have worn the Speedo that Alan brought to the family vacation?
No.
He would have made all of you do it.
No. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he wouldn't have done it.
And would Alan be a character, the magician? Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. He'd always, yeah.
Jenna, is there a question you think that pops to your mind?
I wouldn't ask him a question. I would tell him how good I've gotten at golf. I would talk about my golf lately, and also because Kid was really the first person to really start teaching me to play golf, and now I've gotten really good, so I always think about him when I play. And also with craps, he tried to teach me to play craps, but he was pretty ADD, so I had a hard time learning because it went so fast. And when I was in Vegas, I rolled 22 times in a row, which is a big deal if you're playing craps. I mean, I rolled for like 20 minutes on the table, so he'd be excited about those two things.
What about you, Al?
I'd ask him, is he proud of us?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think he would be, and sometimes
he'd criticize.
Sometimes I think he'd be mad.
He'd be mad because we kept going.
Yeah.
I'm talking this over vacation. I'm like, I think, you know, I say this jokingly, you know, I love Kid, but are you proud of us, dog? I mean, I would ask him that.
Yeah.
I would ask him that.
Proud, but a little bit of like, I can't believe you're still successful. Because you'd like to think that if I left, the whole show could not survive without me. We all would like to think that.
But the truth is
that's just ego.
The truth is
that
could.
Is ego.
You want to think you're not.
I hope you're fine if I leave.
Not me.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Kelly Raspberry. Yeah. She is not joking.
Not at all. Not joking one bit.
Thank you, I have a feeling Kit would be the same way.
Thank you for your call, baby. You have a good day.
I don't have a question I would ask him, but I would want to tell him now, being in the role that I had to step into on the show, I would just want to tell him how much I took him for granted.
Yeah,
how
hard that was.
How much respect.
Jeez. I mean, how effortless it was for him to say the things he said and how quick-witted he was and how he could do... I mean, he was basically playing two roles. He was a host and also an engineer and a co-host.
Kid was, I'll say this with all the respect and love, he was a radio genius, I think. I really do. He was a radio genius, and he knew not just on-the-air stuff, he knew off-the-air stuff, and he knew stuff before it even happened. And a lot of people listening right now, they're saying, who is Kid?
So, I know. It's hard.
We do have some new listeners. Yeah.
It's been five years this month that the Kid Craddock, behind the Kid Craddock show, passed away. It's coming up on the five-year anniversary. So.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of new listeners, unfortunately, didn't get to know him. But you can go back and watch Kid Nation TV, Kid TV and stuff, and YouTube videos, and you can see.
And he hired each one of us.
He brought us all together.
And he taught us radio. He taught us how to do it. Yeah. Job well done, sir.
He got us, most of us, out of situations where, where I would have ended up. I know I was about to be in my truck again. You know, he got me out of a sticky situation.
Right.
By finally giving me a break. I know he gave Kelly a break. I know, what were you going to go do, Kelly, TV?
I was in South Carolina. I was doing weekend weather.
That's right.
And I was about to go get my meteorological license.
Oh, you're going to be a weather girl.
Yeah, I was about to go do that, and this happened.
Meteorologist Kelly Raspberry.
There you go.
I could, there's no telling where I would have ended up.
Oh, well, hold on one second. Welcome to the show, Dawan.
Hello.
No, I'm just kidding. Hi, Dawan.
So, I was going to call and tell you guys, like, Jenna obviously has a decent guy because his name's Dawan.
There you go.
There you go.
Has it caused some confusion in your life, Dawan?
Oh, every single day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can call him
some notes. My dad loves it, and so I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, I own my name, so.
Yeah.
It works.
That's a different Dewan. That's not Jenna's Dewan.
Can I ask white or black Dewan?
White.
Oh, white Dewan.
What were you thinking?
I didn't know. Oh. I didn't know.
Big Al, I get that every single day. People at work think I'm a black dude until they have to call me. I'm like, no, like, I'm a little Italian girl. So.
Tell him Dewan, Carl. You think it's some brother, you know. Okay, I got you. Dewan.
And Dewan, single or taken?
Single, very single.
Big Al, this could be your Dewan.
What do we take Dewans?
Double Dewan!
All right, Dewan.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Are you going to throw it out on the radio, or do you want to get her number?
Get her number.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right?
Have Dewan 1 and Dewan 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hold on, Dewan.
Okay.
Is Dewan Italian?
Jenna Dewan. Is she Italian?
That's a last name, though. Yeah.
Is that an Italian? I'm just asking, is that maybe an Italian surname that you know, a lot of people are... Dewan doesn't strike me as an Italian name.
No.
I don't know what Jenna Dewan is.
Dewan.
She looks...
She could be Italian.
Yeah. She's got the... Dark skin, dark hair, right?
Yeah, she can do a lot of things. I don't know what Jenna Dewan is.
We're going to have to look it up and find out what Jenna Dewan is.
I think Trey is on that right now as we speak. He'll have an update for us shortly.
It's common, most common amongst Muslim landowners.
Oh, wow.
Indian and Pakistani.
There you go.
That's where D-E-W-A-N comes from.
Okay.
But that's just the first Google.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a very interesting text we got to get to.
Okay.
Here in just a second. But first, we need to go to the celebrity world of dogs.
It's so
because, unfortunately, Zaza, the English bulldog that just won the world's ugliest dog, just a couple weeks ago.
Hmm. She's so ugly she died.
Or maybe she just was so happy about winning the title.
So ugly she
died. She had nothing left to live for.
Zaza had nothing left to live for, and Zaza has passed away.
That's so wrong.
She's
so
ugly.
At the ripe age of 9, with the longest tongue you've ever seen, and those teeth that were going straight up the nostril holes.
Oh, R.I.P.
She gone, bro.
R.I.P. D.O.G.
And that was an ugly dog. Is that a good thing to win? You win money from that?
The ugliest dog? I'm sure. Yeah. I would assume there's money attached to it.
That dog.
Appearance fees, maybe a commercial deal.
Yeah.
Well, no commercial for her.
Put one out for Zaza.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
I was trying to harmonize. I was just staying on the low range.
Damn, bro. So young, too.
RP, babe.
So young. So I got this text right here.
Yeah.
From Emu. And it says, y'all, so why did part-time Justin just randomly knock on my door with a bottle of wine and an envelope? I answered and he says, oh, sorry, wrong one. Am I part of a radio bit? Did I win a prize? But most importantly, where'd that bottle of wine go? So we did a little searching.
I'm just saying.
Did this really happen? And so we go online and we find Emu's Twitter. And at 1:49 p.m. yesterday, he wrote a tweet that says the same thing. Basically, why did part-time Justin randomly knock on my door with a bottle of wine and an envelope?
Yeah.
Did I win a prize?
You got some explaining to do, Justin.
I sure do. Going door to door, just giving out wine left and right.
Nah, you wouldn't do that.
No, I took Kelly's advice, and I gave the other guy a chance to see if there was something more real.
So
I was going to go meet up. Yeah, so I had a date last weekend, and we spent the whole day. I bought breakfast. He bought a movie and dinner and stuff like that. And, you know, we had a connection, but there wasn't any sparks. There wasn't any, like, butterflies. I wasn't excited. For me.
Yeah.
You know, and I asked Kelly for some advice, and she goes, well, just because you don't feel like it at the beginning doesn't mean you can't develop those feelings the second, or like, they won't develop
over time.
The text all said, I agree with Kelly. Kelly's right. You should definitely just don't kill it off right there and then.
So yesterday, he planned on grilling steaks at his apartment. We were going to go to the pool and everything like that. So I walked to his apartment and I forgot which door it was. So that happens to be Emu's apartment that I knocked on.
How far off were you?
I was on the opposite side of the garage. So,
in an apartment complex?
No, no, he lives
different
there.
Apartment.
Yeah.
Most importantly, why is this all happening at like 1 o'clock on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his day off.
You're just going up. Oh. On
yeah,
Tuesday?
He had his whole day off, awesome. So we were going to go swim, but it was raining. So
pouring, storming.
Yeah, and the pool, you couldn't even see through it. It was all cloudy, and I didn't trust
but
getting in
that
pool.
Isn't that a nice date inside in the rain?
Yeah, well, he also invited his friend over, too.
Oh.
And it got awkward because he went in for a kiss, and I curved him.
Whoa!
I curved him in front of his friend.
You embarrassed
me. I did. I sure did. But it's because I didn't want to kiss someone I didn't want to, you know?
And
I didn't feel like it. In front of the friend. I'm not going to...
Why would he invite you over to kiss you and have a friend?
I don't know. Well, because it was the second
day. Number
three. It was a watching party.
A second day. Number three. Was he hoping it would turn into something more adventurous?
I don't think, well, with his friend, no. No, definitely not.
What the heck?
No, but that steak was good.
Yeah. But Justin told me also, Kelly, I gave it one more chance and I'm done.
I'm done.
So it's you're like, done why? Because okay, he invited a friend?
Well, not because he invited a friend, because I just
gave
knew.
Gave him one whole more chance. But that's fine.
He's not
fine.
Feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it. As soon as I got there, he was waving at me. He was like, what's up, cutie? And all I just felt was like, man, I wish
you're
I felt the same, but I don't. And then so at the end,
to see if it'll. That's fine. It's your prerogative. You're young.
Can I
you're
see
20
him?
Yeah. Something. Go ahead.
I don't have a picture of him. And then I asked him to walk me to my truck, and he did. And I gave him a hug, and I was like, "Listen, you are an awesome dude, and you're going to do a lot of great things." And
are you giving a goodbye speech?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I said, "You deserve an amazing relationship with someone awesome, but I'm sorry, I cannot fulfill."
You gave him closure.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah,
good, because I was going to leave. I'm very direct and clear. I had to talk about my emotions.
I like that you gave him closure.
So I gave him a hug, and I said, I would love to be your friend. And he goes,
oh, that's
cool.
Not exactly closure, but...
Well, you can still be
yeah,
friends.
No, that still gives him hope.
No, it's closing the door to anything romantic.
Yeah, yeah. And then I said, I can't give you what you want, and I'm sorry. And then I got into, and then I went home, and I just felt so good because I don't have to worry about it anymore. And I downloaded another dating app, so we're going to see how well that one goes.
There you go.
So you're moving on.
Optimistic. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think Al's going to have to go into a concussion protocol because I think you hit your head pretty hard on that TV laughing at that number three joke.
I was laughing at the joke, and I bumped the TV.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just fine. It was just a little bump. Fine.
Well, our TV's not fine.
Oh,
I'm how's your head, though?
You messed up. I'm look, fine. The screen's all funky.
Oh, you did mess it up.
Maybe I hit it again.
No. George is not going to be happy with that.
I'm sorry, George. I bumped the TV on my... Maybe I can get workers' comp, though.
If your head broke the TV...
You have to pay for it.
There's a dent in my head.
Look at my head. It's indented. Look at my head.
Oh, man.
I think that was a very grown-up thing you did, Justin.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I'm going to try
well, good.
Yeah. I might try that, though. Just grab a bottle of wine and just... Hey!
No, wrong.
Oh, yeah. Wrong. Sorry, wrong door.
Until you find
what fate.
Yeah, but
you
look
never
at
know.
You. You're
yeah.
home. I'm home. Well, I'm here with a bottle of wine.
That's a good idea.
He didn't even... if he knew who I was, he should have said something. Like, come
he
in.
Was totally shocked
he was so shocked. Emu opened up that door so slowly, and he was like, can I help you? I was like, oh, wrong place. Turned around and left.
What?
And it took him a few minutes.
He's a good-looking dude.
Well, yeah, he looks cuter in that picture than he did in person.
Maybe go back over and try some emu.
He did.
Maybe go over and try some emu.
He did.
Whoa!
You know what? Do it again today.
What are you doing? Acting like your stuff don't stink.
Well, emu, you should have said hello or something, you know.
You caught him off guard when this huge celebrity he obviously has a crush on shows up at his front door and then says bye.
I don't think he's got a crush on me.
Well, I'm telling you, go get a grab a bottle of wine again.
Yeah, and go to that over. Door.
Go back over there again and say, hello, Emu. How are you?
Hello, little birdie.
Birdie?
Because isn't that emu a bird?
Yes, that's the second emu mention we've had today.
Yeah.
Because my friend Mitch, who I talked to earlier in the
Bring
show.
Bring Emu the emu.
Bring Emu.
Well, Emu, my friend Mitch's emu is in Tennessee, so it might be a bit of a haul.
Al's new friend
emotional
Mitch.
Support Emu.
Yeah.
Yeah, my new friend Mitch.
He's getting all jealous.
Yeah, because it's National Cheer Up a Lonely Person Day. So I had a friend that I met through Kid Nation, and he just called us up and said, hey, Al, my name's Mitch. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
So we exchanged numbers, and he sent me a picture, and he has an emu.
Yeah.
And Justin has an emu.
That's literally maybe we could be lovebirds because it's a bird.
Mm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. No? Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's how it went, and so I'm ready to go on another date. So tweet me. Swipe right.
Tweet me.
Instagram.
Slide into the DMs.
Slide into the DMs.
Pickup lines. Send me a pickup line.
Do you have any pickup lines? I think every guy should have a pickup line ready to go for when they meet.
Usually,
really?
Yeah.
Usually it's like on a scale from 1 to 10, you're a 9. And I'm the one you need.
Right.
Oh. Man, I don't know.
So that's what you must be Google because you have everything I've been looking for.
Hey.
I'm not really.
Or I'm feeling lucky.
Yeah.
I'm more a fan of. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, thank you, Kelly. You keep it simple, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Or if you're Al, you just go up to a bartender going, you suck.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Halfway through the week.
Yep.
Hey, do you guys want to do some tidbit news?
Okay. I would love to.
That'd be fun, right?
It's time for tidbit news.
Who's afraid of getting shots in here?
Shots. Oh, Dr. Shots.
Dr. Shots.
I'm not a fan, but I'm not afraid.
There's a lot of people that are afraid of needles, and that's one of the reasons they don't go to the doctor. They're afraid they're going to have to get a shot if they're sick or whatever, so they avoid that, and then it gets worse. Well, there's this company that is creating a needle with the medicine you need that you can swallow. And once it goes into your intestines.
Swallow the needle?
Yep. So it'll be in this capsule form. That'll melt away.
Swallowing a needle?
And then it'll prick your intestines where there's no.
No.
Surprise! What idea is that?
No.
You'll swallow it, and once it's in your intestines where you can't feel pain, it'll prick it and let all the medicine go in there. And then once that's done, the needle will dissolve and you can pass
no.
it.
No. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't want to swallow a needle.
Just swallow the medicine. Why you got to have the... Why? Right.
Because
why
sometimes
it
you need
be,
to... Sometimes it has to be shot
it
in.
It needs to be injected.
No, right? Thank you.
Your intestines don't have pain receptors like your skin does. You won't feel a thing. You just swallow this
why
thing.
Why tell me that when I'm doubled over?
Yeah.
That's different. Those are...
Tell me that after I eat some cheese.
Well, yeah, I think...
Say that.
That's pretty smart, though.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. It's a startup right now. It's in Silicon Valley, but
good luck
that could potentially be coming
Silicon
out soon.
Silicon Valley.
You don't want to try that? I think
no,
that's great.
No, swallowing a needle, no. That's what they warn you about on Halloween.
Right.
Razor blades.
Yeah.
Razor
blades and needles,
shot.
Yeah. Yeah, just give me
the
a shot in the butt.
Or let me swallow it. Yeah. Not a needle, though.
And don't you hate when this happens? Someone in Missouri drove off while a gas pump was still in their minivan over the weekend.
Do it all the time.
It wasn't Kelly, don't worry. The gas then sprayed everywhere, and a $400,000 Lamborghini at a pump next to it, and that went up in flames.
No!
Yeah.
I saw this.
Yeah.
I saw this on the news, but I didn't know how the story happened. I just saw a Lamborghini. There were two Lamborghinis at the gas station at the same time, an orange one, I believe, and a blue one, and both were at a pump. And then they showed the minivan driving off, and the minivan was safe, and the Lamborghini, the blue one, just went up in smoke.
How does that
double
happen?
Lambo?
Yeah.
One
Lambo was
is
all
there
right.
An open flame going on at the time?
Sometimes all you need is a little spark. Maybe the metal from it will hit.
Because I drove off with the...
You have done that?
Fine. Yes.
I have
But it's
too.
A safety measure where the thing automatically detaches from the
to.
Pump.
Right.
It's supposed to.
Yeah. Not this one.
Oh,
this
it was horrifying because I just knew it's about to blow up and it didn't. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know I did it until...
You got home and you had a free pump?
Until I got home and I had... My whole gas pump was still
did you take it back
open.
Or did you just throw it away? I think
we're
at that point...
We're just all so distracted, you know?
Just gotta hang that on the mantle.
You know, it wasn't hanging out. Like, my whole gas cap was off and I had gotten gas on my way to work and then I realized. You know what I mean? It wasn't... The nozzle wasn't still stuck.
Yeah.
It had popped out.
If you do, I gotta keep
open.
The nozzle. First of all, I'm too embarrassed to take it back after I've already gotten home with the hose.
Yeah, you just got to
hope
they don't catch you.
Hang that up in my man cave.
And send them a check. Send them to the gas station a little check. Here's $5.
Yeah.
$5.
Well, I don't know how much it costs.
$5 should cover it.
Yeah, sure. $5 you can find something to fill it up.
What do you say when you go back? Like, I'm sorry, I accidentally left with this earlier today.
Yeah. It was me.
Yeah, no, I keep that bad boy.
Well, speaking of cars, I saw this article that showed us what celebrities drive. And you would think some drive super expensive cars like Kim Kardashian. She drives a Mercedes-Benz G63.
Of course she does.
Starts at $143,000, but I'm sure she's got the souped-up version.
G-Wagons.
What's
her
other Benz, though?
Yeah. Then there's Mark Zuckerberg, billionaire.
Yep.
He's driving a Honda Fit. Yeah. Then you got Tommy Hilfiger, Kelly.
Yes.
He drives the Ferrari Enzo, which is about $3
million. $3 million for a car?
Uh-huh. Compared to Tom Hanks, who drives a Fiat 126P.
Huh. All right.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it does work. And speaking of cars, this is a, it's past 8:30. Little PG-13. Ooh. Wouldn't you hate? We're talking about love letters to Kelly and catching your significant other cheating on you.
Mm.
But this story is the worst way to catch your wife cheating on you, because a guy in New Jersey came home on Monday and found his wife passed away in the garage with their mechanic. Yeah. And
carbon monoxide.
So it turns out that they were, they were doing things. She was with the mechanic.
Giving the undercarriage a little hydro father.
And apparently they were in the garage while the car was still running. And the carbon monoxide.
Oh my God!
Got to them.
You at least turn the car off if you're going to cheat in the car.
I guess not.
Know better.
They were in a hurry.
Yeah. And so the husband came home, and that's how he found the wife.
Awful.
Yeah. That is the worst way to find out.
Is it the worst?
Free car repairs from that.
Dead.
Because you can't even
dead mid.
You can't even be mad at them
dead
now because it's just like you died.
You know, sometimes you want to take a nap.
I think that's terrible, too, to find out. Well, it reminds me of The Descendants, that George Clooney movie. You find out when your wife's, like, dying that she's been cheating, but you can't even be mad at her because she's dying.
Yeah.
Or she's in a coma and she's been cheating on you, and you're like,
I'm
mad.
Can you wake up so I can be mad at you?
Yeah, can you wake up so we can fight about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to still be mad, I think.
And this is something I'm kind of looking into, because did you see what Conor McGregor's doing?
What?
He bought this, like, $53,000 statue of himself. And he's going to put it in his house.
We wonder why athletes lose all their money.
This is the guy that they're rumoring is going broke because he's spending so much money. But
he needs to call Johnny Depp.
He'll just get it again in another fight, in his head.
The statue's dope, though. It even has hair and everything.
Sylvester Stallone bought his statue. Didn't he just buy one, too?
Yeah.
Am I having a false memory?
The one that the
Conor hasn't spending money. He's fighting again. Isn't he fighting this fall?
Yep.
There you go.
Who's he gonna fight?
Make it back.
Fight.
He's fighting. Don't you remember who is it? I'm not up on my fight stats, but it was the guy in the
Khabib.
There you go. The guy. Don't you remember that fight he got into in Madison Square Garden?
Yes. Where he hit the van with a chair or something. Or
that right, guy. Right. So he's gonna fight that guy.
Yeah.
He's not gonna get $100 million though.
No.
Yeah, but this thing's cool. I was thinking about that.
A statue of yourself.
If I had the money, I think I would like a statue of myself.
Super narcissistic.
I know. But pretty cool.
What, your whole family?
Yeah, pretty
just
cool.
You? What pose would you do? What photo would you recreate that you have of yourself? The one staring in the mirror?
The shirtless selfie.
No.
Selfie with
the P90X aftershot.
No. Me sitting on my chair playing Fortnite.
No, you wouldn't.
With no shirt.
With the battle. It even had the TV. It said Battle Royale one.
Sitting's not good for your abs on display.
But I can make them cool. Because it's my statue.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.